Hi, you're tuned in to JSMT, that's Just Step with Marie Tavernier. And today we are speaking to Andromeda Rahim, who's an entrepreneurial woman on a mission. How you doing, Andromeda?
I am doing so great. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Wouldn't have it any other way. Okay, so what I wanted to do is just find out a little bit more about you, give you the opportunity to just speak about what you've done to date and what your vision is going forward. So if you can, just tell us a bit more about yourself and your business.
Sure. Well, as Marie stated, my name is Andromeda Rahim, and I am the founder of Women by Choice Global. Women by Choice is a global online network for women where we connect women, we empower them, and we educate them through events and other opportunities. So, also, I am an empowerment coach, and I am the author of She Wins, The Ultimate Guide for Women to Gain a Winning Mindset and Lead a Winning Lifestyle. And how I got here, it's been quite a journey over the last going on 4 years now. I actually started Women by Choice as my own personal blog at the time, and I really was just trying to figure out what my purpose was. I figured out that my passion was writing, so I started a blog and in writing about the things that have kind of plagued my life. I figured out my purpose. And one of those things that have bothered me my entire life is the interactions that women have with one another. I've experienced bullying. I've experienced not so nice interactions with women in the past. So I wanted to create an environment for women to come together and, to be nice to one another, to support each other, to empower each other, and to encourage one another. So through my blog, I shared, my thoughts and my experiences with women in the past and the things that I thought that I could do better and other women could do better so that we could actually come together and win together. And from there, I received a lot of positive feedback from other women and realized that I'm not the only one who feels this way. So that's how Women by Choice started. It started as a local organization in Tallahassee, Florida. Well, real, more so just like a small social group, rather. And we would get together monthly and have social gatherings and do community service. And then from just sharing all social media, so many other women wanted to know how they could get involved in the movement. And so Women by Choice, the global network, was born from there so that we could connect women from all over the world without actually being present in their city. And so now we actually have local chapters in six cities across the US. And that's in Philadelphia, Chicago, Atlanta, Brooklyn, Orlando, and Canton, Ohio. And then so, me writing, again, I said I had started because I'm a writer, I love to write. And 3 years into me starting my journey, I finally published my first book, She Wins, The Ultimate Guide for Women to Gain a Winning Mindset. I have also become a very sought out speaker since starting my journey. People have heard the things that I say, a way that I encourage women through my words, and they've invited me and provided me with opportunities to share my message all across the country and around the world as well. And I love to support women. I love to empower women. I love to speak to women. I love to connect with women. And I truly just believe that when women support women, we all win. So that's who I am and what I do.
That sounds absolutely fantastic. I'm blown away.
Thank
There is so much.
you.
So I guess the real question is, how do you do it all?
Oh, goodness. A lot of prayer,
I
prayer,
can imagine.
organization, and an awesome planner. I just really, I prioritize my life. I set my intentions for my week and for my days. And I just really do stay on track. As an empowerment coach, I tell women all the time that we are capable of doing a whole lot more than sometimes we realize that we are, but it's all about your mindset and understanding what your goals are and spending, the maximum amount of time towards your goals, not wasting a lot of time on nonsense and things that are not going to move you forward. So that's pretty much how.
Okay. Well, no, see, the thing that you just said right there that got me, and there's two words that you touched on. One, you said purpose, and two, you said intention, and they are my, I think they're my favorite words. So I don't know, you must, I think you know me, maybe you've known me in a from a different life. They are the buzzwords for me. What would you, or what do you tell a woman about finding her purpose? How, is there a formula?
Well, I would say this, that for me, I had to take money out of the equation. And unfortunately, you know, I know that money is how many, our livelihood, you know, we need money in order to pay for the roof over our heads and the food that we eat. But a lot of the times what happens is, you know, we go from childhood to adulthood and we don't, nowhere in between there is there that conversation about purpose or what you're really meant to do or fostering your, what and gifts. It's if you want to take money out of the equation, because that is the thing that keeps people from their purpose. It's that's the number one thing. If people did not have to worry about paying their bills and they could just do whatever they want, they would find their purpose immediately, because you would just be being yourself and you would just be, you know, operating how what is doing what's naturally what naturally comes to you. So I would say to take money out of the equation, and then also afraid. Don't be afraid to be who you are and to do what you're created to do. You know, I, at the time of me starting with my choice, I worked a government accounting job and I was not fulfilled doing it. It actually took me 6 years to complete my 4-year bachelor's degree because I was totally not, just not into what I was doing. I wasn't into the coursework. I really just went to school because that was expected of me from my parents. And although college did teach me a lot of things and I gained a lot of experience from it, I also got a lot of student loans and I'm not even working in it right now. But, you know, after just me working 3 years in an accounting field, I would switch jobs every, like I was probably switching jobs every year or less, because I was so unfulfilled. And I'm like, this is just not, this doesn't feel like what I want to wake up and do for the rest of my life. So once I took money out the equation and really got to the, like really got to me and said, okay, forget if money, forget about, you know, whether this can pay me or not. What is it that I really genuinely love to do that I would do whether I was getting paid for it or not? And writing was that thing. And since I've been writing, it has opened up so many other doors for me. So to find your purpose, you have to take money out of the equation. You have to allow yourself the moment to really just figure out who you are and what you were created to do. And to be successful in any business, in any venture, you have to be passionate about it. So that's why I say that's something that you would do with whether you're getting paid for it, is something that you will succeed at doing because you're not 100% focused on the money. And then you can be just free to be yourself while doing it. I know that was a lot, but...
No, it was perfect. Seriously, because it just, you mirrored everything that I've gone through. And I know there are so many women listening to this that feel exactly the same way. We've all been there where we've been in a job. I called it job hopping. I did that for several years. So I know exactly where you're coming from. And to hear that from someone else, that is going to, it's going to just make so many women feel like, well, okay, it's not just me. I'm not just, you know, ready to leave a job every 5 minutes. This actually has a root cause. Right. There is a problem here, you know, and it's not just me. It's because I'm unfulfilled. Absolutely. So you've hit the nail on the head.
Absolutely.
You really have. And I that is 100. It affects me as well. So you're talking to me here.
Well, it's not just ahead.
As much as I love my listeners, you're definitely speaking to me here as well. So what I want to find out is, you have so much that you have going on and you have plans and you clearly have a vision and you have a mission for what you want to achieve, which is obviously to empower women. How do you achieve a work-life balance? Do you have one?
Honestly, so I don't think that there's a such thing as balance when it comes to work-life balance. I don't think there's a such thing. I think that, you know, it's like you're trying to be two places at once. You'll never be able to be two places at once. If you're focusing yourself on one area, then something is going to be lacking somewhere else. However, What I have learned is to automate a lot of things in my business so that when I'm not present, my business is still going. But there are definitely times in my business where, like, when I'm planning for events and things like that, my household will, you know, things will lack in my household. Things will lack, you know, when it comes to my marriage. I'll tell my husband, pick up dinner, you know, on the way home because I'm not cooking tonight. But it's just, like I said, if you prioritize and kind of automate things, then it helps with your balance some, because I didn't even realize I was doing it. For 3 whole years, I never took a real break. Like, physically, I might have stepped away from work or took a trip, but mentally, I was still always there. Right. And what happened was I did experience that burnout, and I didn't even realize it. I experienced it getting ready to leave from Miami, Florida for my 4-year anniversary, and I burst out into tears on the beach. Like, I just did not want to go back, and I'm telling my husband, like, I don't want to go back. And he's looking at me like I'm crazy, and I realized that I feel like this because I had burnt out. Like, I was mentally tired. And to have that time away where I unplugged from everything, I really realized that I hadn't been missing that a lot. I think, you know, to achieve balance, a certain sense of balance, is to automate things to where your presence is not always needed in your business, and things will still be able to flow and go. But also understanding that self-love and self-care is so important, because if you don't take care of yourself, you can't take care of your business. And I know that a lot of times entrepreneurs, that is the end, like, our business becomes our everything, because, you know, especially if you're doing it full-time, it's your livelihood. You know, you want to see your baby grow and things like that, but you have to always keep in mind that the other parts of your life are important too. So taking care of your body, making sure that you're exercising and eating right, your relationships as well. Those people who loved you before your business, you know, they still love you now, and they want to spend time with you as well. So just, you know, making time for certain things, scheduling out your days. Like I said, I schedule out my days. So everybody knows on Sunday, I'm hanging out with my husband. I'm not doing any work. Don't call me for anything work related. And right. So that's how it is. So, you know, you just have to, you know, schedule your days out, plan your days to where you say, today is my day for me. Today is my day for my family. Today is my day for, you know, work 5 days a week. The other thing I would say too, is that a lot of times when people switch from working full time to entrepreneurship, they do just totally throw away having a schedule. And I had to say that to myself, like, when I work for someone, I went to work from 8 to 5. I should have work hours as well. Except for if there's some reason why I need to be working outside of those hours. But just really, you know, creating some normalcy for your life and understanding that everything is important. Because if you don't take care of your body, guess what? You're going to stop, and then your business stops and everything stops. So just understanding that balance is important. Some sort of balance is important. It helps.
Absolutely. What in terms of that, then, if balance is important in terms of looking after yourself, how do you think women, especially women, are, I say, influenced by social media and the things that we see online, giving us the impression that everything is doable, we can do it all, it can happen, we'll be rich in a few months, all the impression that it gives. What would you say to a woman that's being bombarded with the social media haze?
First and foremost, I would say to listen to yourself. I wrote a workbook that's called Empowered Women Win in Business. And that's one of the things that I talked about as far as your brand and your business is staying focused on what your vision is, what your mission is, what's going on in your life. Because what people project on social media is based on their own experiences and what's going on in their lives. They can't see what's going on in your life, so they can't accurately give you advice that would be directly related to what you're going through. And that's one of the most important things I could say about that. And then on top of that, I do see some of the memes that go around, like, you know, hustle hard or no sleep and okay, no, that's not realistic. That's not real life. Yes, there will be times when you have to stay up a little bit later or wake up a little bit earlier, but self-care is important. Again, I remember someone telling me a few years ago that, you know, if you're not well, your business can't be well. If you stop, your business stops. And that was one thing that I have carried with me ever since I heard it, because I'm like, that is so true. When there are times when I get sick, I can't do anything. And I feel mentally sick too, because I'm like, dang, like my body shut down and I really can't do anything. So we really have to think about that. What will happen? What will happen to your business if something physically happened to you, if you got an illness that stopped you from being able to work? What would happen to your business? We all have to keep that in mind. Social media, like, again, there's a lot of people making a lot of noise on social media, and we have to be able to recognize what is valid for us and what is not valid for us, and honor who we are and what's going on in our lives. You know, people, all of us as women, I believe that women can have it all. Don't get me wrong. I believe that you can have the husband and you can have, you know, the family, and you can have the business and you can make money, but everything takes time. And we all are on totally different paths. None of us started at the same time. None of us have the same elements going on in our lives. So whereas some person who can maybe commit their whole day and everything towards their business, that person may move a little bit faster or see more progress than a person who has a kid or who has a husband or who has, you know, other things going in their life, whether they're dealing with deaths in the family and all kinds of different things that are going on. So we have to honor what's going on in our lives and do the best that we can with who we are, what we have going on, and don't allow social media or anyone ever to cause us to make us feel like we're not doing enough or we should be doing something different. Like, do the best you can. You know what's going on in your life better than anyone else can. No matter what you portray to people, you know better than anyone else who's going on behind your closed doors. So you have to honor yourself and make sure that you're taking care of yourself, and also making sure that you are working as hard as you can and are managing your time the best you can. But don't allow social media to rush you, to confuse you, to discourage you, to get you down about anything. Stay focused on what's going on in your real life.
Absolutely. What would you say has been your biggest mistake?
You know what? I would say that listening to other people was definitely a mistake.
Now, I had a feeling you might say that, because you were going in there. I used to starting to sound like, you know, the female Martin Luther. I was like, yes, girl. I could hear the passion.
Yes. Honestly, okay. I was all over the place, because I was watching what this person was doing and watching what that person was doing and changing my stuff. But everybody knows that when it comes to business, the consistency is key. You know, the keys that you need in order to be successful is for your customers to know, like, and trust you. And if you're someone new every other day, then how the heck can I know you or like you or trust you? So that's why I say, don't listen to other people. Be yourself. You know, respect your brand, respect what you're trying to do, and honor yourself, because again, social media is out there and there's a lot of voices. And I did to make that mistake. I felt like I self-sabotaged myself, truly just listening to other people. And once I got a hold of who I was and what I wanted to do and didn't allow other people to affect that, that's when I saw the progress and the results that I was looking for.
And has that contributed to your success, do you think, now that you have that lesson learned?
It's like a 360. You know how some people in business, I'm sure maybe you've experienced as well, when you're first starting, you are kind of confused and you're discouraged a lot and you want to see this progress and you just feel like you're working and you're doing all this stuff and nothing's happening. From the moment that I got clear about who I was with my message and my mission and what I was doing, and started to work in my business, not on my business, not just, you know, creating things that look nice or just telling people about it, but actually putting forth the work in my business, the behind the scenes things, like I was talking about, the automating and really just nourishing my brand and what I was doing. That's almost immediately I started to see the results that I had been praying for. Like, immediately, once I started to get consistent and help my customers to understand who I was, to help my members understand completely what Women by Choice is, that's when I started to see, you know, more members coming in, more customers coming to the website and things like that. So I would definitely say immediately, be yourself, be consistent with yourself.
Absolutely. I'm here with you. I feel you. If I could fly over and come to one of your talks, it would literally be you talking at me and repeating back to me everything I say to myself on a daily basis. And I'll be like, thank you, God. Because a lot of the time, I know so many of my listeners, they we talk to ourselves so much, and we listen to the empowerment talks, and we read the books, and we pray. But it's so nice to hear somebody else say that they've gone through it. And if you can just stick with it, and if you can just ignore all the noise from social mm-hmm. media, everything will be okay.
Yes.
Everything will be fine.
It will be. I mean, the only person, unless you find like a coach or something on social media, because social media is good for connecting, and not to say that there's not any good information out there or motivation, but what you can't do is drop in on somebody who's talking about something, and then you just want to take one little piece of what they say and run with it. Like, either you're going to get involved in whatever their program is, or just leave it alone. You know, like, don't be picking up stuff here and there, because that's how you get confused. And again, the other thing I want to say is, because I had a coaching call with one of my clients today, and that's one thing things that I told her was, you know, you can't listen to what everybody's saying, because not everybody doesn't even have the same business as you. Like, if I have a nail salon, I cannot tell you how to run your online-based business selling, you know, socks or something. You know, like, it's two different businesses. I can probably give you some advice and some tips and some basic foundational, you know, things for starting a business. But as far as how you should maneuver and how you should do things, that's totally on you. Also, everybody's different. Like, that's the whole point about branding your business. Your brand is not supposed to be like everybody else's. It's supposed to represent you and who you are and what your mission and beliefs are. And no, everybody's not going to agree with it. No, not everybody's going to think it's nice or pretty or whatever you're aiming for, but your tribe, your target market, those people will appreciate what you have to offer. So don't worry about, like, again, what everybody else is doing. I heard something that Tyra Banks has said recently, and she said that when people zig, she zags, and that's how she stands out in the market. And I think that if we thought more like that, then we would be more encouraged to be ourselves instead of trying to go with the trends and what everybody else is doing, because that's how you get lost, is by being like
that. Is absolutely it. It's about reinventing yourself, but also being authentic. You have to be. But sometimes that's the hardest part, because it's finding out who you are to begin with in order to be authentic.
Absolutely.
It just is it. So you've given so much advice, and I'm sure this is going to go a long way to helping so many women. So I want to thank you for that. But I will ask you just one more question. Is there any, maybe even one or two tips that you can give to my listeners, something that they can take away from who you are, what you've experienced today, and apply that to what they have going on at the moment?
Sure. The first thing that I would say is that you are enough. As women, a lot of the times we can be very hard on ourselves. We can be our worst critics. We can down ourselves before anyone else can. We can get caught up in comparing ourselves and our journeys to other people. And I want you to know that you are enough as you are. The goal, of course, should be to always be aspiring to be a better version of yourself, to reach your full potential. But know that where you are in this moment is enough for you to reach the next level. You have all the things that you need in order to reach the next level. You just have to identify those things and honor where you are and do the best you can with what you have and where you are right now. The other thing that I would say is that a lot of the times we look at other people, like celebrities. Like, for me, I'm a Beyonce fan. I think Beyonce is super awesome. Oprah as well is one of my idols. right. So, you know, but sometimes we look at these people and we look at them like, oh my gosh, they're so awesome and amazing, and they've done all these great things. And something inside of us makes us feel like we're not capable of being as great or as amazing as they are. As much as I love Oprah and Beyonce, they are still two red-blooded women. They're human. They're not superhuman. There's nothing, you know, like, there's nothing about them that other women aren't able to accomplish. The only thing that separates them from us, but from women who don't succeed or don't reach their full potential or don't, go into and move forward to their purpose, the only thing that separates them is their consistency, their determination, the fact that they manage their time better, the fact that they didn't give up, they were resilient. Every time that they faced failure, every time that they made a mistake, they kept going and they kept going and they kept going and they kept going. Success is not an overnight thing. It's a journey. Don't look at someone else and say, oh, I can't get there. She made it that far. I can't ever reach there. Yes, you can. If you put one step in front of the other, you will eventually reach your destination. But you have to make sure that you're taking steps every single day, not allowing all these outside things to distract you and discourage you, and keeping your eye on the prize, because ultimately this is your life. And if you allow other people to discourage you and to hold you back, then we're not here forever. When you reach the end of your days, do you want to look back and regret, or do you want to say, I gave it all that I had and I'm happy with what I did with my life. I'm happy with the legacy that I left. We all have the power to leave a legacy. We all have the power to impact the world in a positive way. We all have the power to achieve whatever our goals are. We really just have to get in the mindset to do it and to understand that we are capable. So you are enough. You are capable. You can do it. No one is, there's nothing impossible for you to do. If you have the vision, if you have the goal, you are absolutely capable of reaching it. So don't stop until you get it.
I won't. And I know after that, there are so many women out there who are thinking exactly the same thing. So I thank you for that. I appreciate it. And I know my listeners do. Where can we get a hold of your work, your books? Just tell us what we need to do next.
Okay. Well, you can visit my website. It's AndromedaWins.com. So that's AndromedaWins.com. And there you can find my coaching services. You can find my speaking. You can also find my books. I have all kinds of different empowering workbooks and books. And I just dropped a new ebook called Gain Confidence and Achieve Greatness. And that's only $1.99. And also you can visit womenbychoice.com. And that is where our global online network is, where we are connecting with women all across the world and just supporting each other. We are a sisterhood more than anything. And you don't have to be an entrepreneur to join. You can be an entrepreneur or professional. We have a good mix of both. So we get support from the best of both worlds.
Thank you so much, Andromeda. It has been fantastic speaking to you. And I wouldn't imagine that there wouldn't be requests for us to speak to you again. So thank you so, so much. And for anyone out there listening, the show notes will be available for you to connect with Andromeda and to find out so much more. We thank you and we say good night to you. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.